Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from nothing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Came from nothing, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Came from nothing, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it, did it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
Yo, 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 everybody, welcome. Wednesday night, Global 14, Ready to Cut. Goes down every Wednesday, actually, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx on the line with you, also host Golden Fleece. What is good?
Man, another Wednesday, man. These things come around like, I don't know. They come around super fast.
Every 2 days.
This shit is like Wednesday. Oh, shit, it's Wednesday again. Oh, shit. This show actually makes our week go by much faster, yo.
It really does because it's in the middle. So when we have the show, I'm like, okay, it's almost Friday. But it just makes me feel better. But it does make the week go by faster. And sometimes that's a good and a bad thing. So I don't know. But
it could be, yeah, you're right. It could be good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're just like, you know what, man? I want the week to go by fast. Or, you know, you want a slow week if it's a good week. But
yeah.
Usually I like to see Friday. You know what I'm saying? At least our show is on hump day, which is only a day away from Friday. You know what I mean? So
yeah. stay like that. So, all right. So tonight, everybody, is your first time tuning in. We actually already have two people waiting. I don't know if they're going to speak to Final Jazz, but they're most certainly called in and tuned in and turned up for Final Jazz tonight. So it's excited. Shout out to Fourth Final Jazz because they're tweeting right now about being on the show. They're coming up here shortly. Give us about 10 minutes. They'll be on the line. So everyone, you can call 760-913-4119. Very excited to have this group coming on tonight. Just looking at their YouTube.
Man.
And I know.
Man, I sit there and watch those videos of those kids singing those old school songs. And Temptations is one of my favorite movies. So when they're singing that stuff, I'm like, oh, man, they're killing this shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't really. A lot of people try to jump on them old school joints and can't match up. You know what I'm saying? Them old brothers, they was real back in the day. But these cats, they got voices, man. So shout out to Final Draft, man. Definitely looking forward to talking to them cats, man.
Yeah, most definitely. So shout out to them. And again, there's five of them, so they will be coming on the line tonight. Hopefully you get all five, and so you guys stay tuned for that. Also, again, I wanted to say if this is your first time tuning in, please do note that this is Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com radio station. So also you can check out that site if you're not doing anything. It's summertime. If you're out of school, you're not going to be doing much except maybe your summer job. But definitely go to www.global14.com and check out the website. So shout out to Jermaine Dupri. Shout out to Final Jazz coming up tonight. A lot happened in the news. We'll get into that a little bit later. A lot happening in the news. It's off the chain lately, real off the chain. But I do want to mention that if you want to get your music played, we have a lot of people hitting us up about getting the music played and getting interviewed and whatnot like that. But what we like to do is a review. And Golden, I don't know if you want to kind of brief them. You do it so well, so I like when you let the people know how they can be considered.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. You know, I'm on some. We got to make friends with the people out there that listen to our show, especially the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just send us music, communicate with us, you know what I'm saying? Because we know how hard it is to try to reach a dream, you know what I'm saying? So anybody we can help, or if you can help us, man, let's all do it, you know what I'm saying? So you can reach us at the social networks. Onyx is at Onyx254 on Twitter. She's Onyx on Global14.com. Hit up with a DM or hit up in her private inbox on Global14.com. You could do the same with me on Twitter. I am The Glue, THAGLUE. Or you can holler at me on Global14 at The Golden Fleece. We all on there. We got private messages you can send. You can put it right on the wall. We prefer private so we could just talk to you and be like, okay, what would you like us to play? Send us some music. We'll give you the email. And make sure your people call in for you, tune in. You know, when we do these review shows, which is when we like to play independent artists, it's for a reason. It's because, you know, you might have something that's lacking a little bit in your music, or you might be ready to go. Regardless of what, it's not going to be your homeboys or homegirls that's telling you. It's going to be people that don't know you well that really going to give you an honest criticism. And it's going to always be constructive. We don't never beat nobody down on the show about their music or nothing. So holler at us. Send us your music, man. We'd be happy to play it. And also tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Tune in. We give you the opportunities to talk to a lot of people who you just don't meet on a daily basis, who you can't just talk to on a daily basis. So if you're serious about your craft, you need to holler at us anyway, because we put people on the show that could possibly help you get to the next level.
Absolutely. Next week we're going to have a credible A&R. I'm not going to mention a label yet because y'all need to be worried about what's going on tonight. But we are going to have somebody in A&R coming on. He's actually the president, or like the, you know, the head person. What's the CEO of the label? And it's a very prominent label, and your favorite artists are on there, I guarantee you. So he will be on next week, and another famous producer, super producer, that's been in the game for a minute that everybody's very happy with, and he's popular, knowing all of that. So again, we have a lot of special guests on the show, and even ones that you didn't know that was popular, we had him on the show too. And we like to introduce new people as well. And tonight, I hate to say new because they're very well known. They've been voted for Georgia Grammys and Music Awards nominated for that. They had a 106 in Park premiere, new joint. It looks like they've been everywhere. It looks like they was at the Love & Hip Hop joint that we went to. I hate that we missed them, Golden, but they was there. They're everywhere.
It is right in the building, huh?
Right in the building. I did my research, and I see these dudes. They've been everywhere. They know a lot of people. They got good people in their team. So, again, tonight, final draft. If you're not familiar, you will get familiar. Tonight, five gentlemen, great voices, great talent. So make sure you follow them on Global 14 Twitter, and we'll give you all that information. So they'll be coming up here shortly. Mixtapes, anything that you wanted to highlight real quick before we get the fellas on?
Yeah, most definitely, man. You got a few joints that just dropped today. 211, which is West Coast dude, you know what I'm saying? He was involved in a few little altercations, one with the game. You know, a few World Star altercations down with Jeezy as well. He got a joint out called No Breaks. So shout out to 211. You got, let's see. You got a Southern Smoke by DJ Smalls. You know, people love the Southern Smoke series. DJ Smalls got a joint hosted by Chanel of YMCMB. You know what I'm saying? I think it's Chanel and Nicki. They like the only ladies on YMCMB. She's R&B.
Well, you know,
of course, Nicki raps.
You know, they had signed.
That's right.
Yeah, they signed Christina Milian. So who knows what's going on with the project. But, hey, she on there, too. But you're right, Chanel. And, you know, that's Dee Wood's sister. From Danny Kane.
Yes, and they're both thick as hell. You know, they got a control thickness in that family, man. So shout out to Dee Woods. Man.
Back to the mixtape.
Verse Simmons got one coming soon. Everybody like Verse Simmons. I'll tell you something that's coming soon that's notable. Verse Simmons got one coming soon. Texas on Killer Kaleon, he got one coming soon.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out.
Cameron got a joint coming, Ghetto Heaven. Yo, these guys, man, I like the little joint they got on World Star called Bando, but the Migos got one coming out called Young Rich Niggas. I like the joint they got on World Star. It's pretty dope. Then you got Joey Badass and the Pro Era. They coming out with Summer Nights. So it's a lot of
like
dope
Joey
joints
Badass.
Coming out, man. Yeah, Joey Badass is dope. Man, his team is dope.
I got to kick it with his people out there in Tennessee back in March, and yeah, he was surprised that I knew. I was like, of course I know who that is. This is Joey Badass. He was like, what? New York dude. So it was real dope.
Hey, the dope. New kids are like young 90s era kids, man. They rap like you hear, you know, Nas used to, old Wu-Tang type. They bring you back, and they're so young, so they got a dope style to them. So shout out Joey Badass and his team.
You know what, and what's so dope what you said about, you know, they bring it back, like, back in the day. Like I said, when you mentioned that you watched the footage of the group that's coming on tonight, the guest tonight, Final Drive, they do the same thing. Like, it's straight up for me, like, some 90s, like, All for One mixed with, like, some Boyz II Men mixed with, like, some J.E. almost. Like, it's really dope. They have a really nice thing going for them. So I'm excited about them coming up tonight. So let's go ahead and get them on. Let's play their single. They got a record called For Life. And this record was actually on, it's getting played everywhere. Music Choice. A lot of people really love this record. I love this record. I was impressed with the vocals. Yeah, it really is. So if you're not familiar with them, I'm going to play this record right now. So get familiar, get right, turn up. G14 Radio Cut.
These kids are dope, man.
No, they really are. They really are. We're going to get the ages because we're going to get their ages because somebody hit me earlier and was like, they fine out. I said, wait a minute, girl, let me, you know, because you might be too old. So let me, I don't know. I got to, you got to, you know, put the brakes on.
They out there, you know what I'm saying?
The Cougars is out. The Cougars is out, so we'll see what it do. But again, this is their record For Life, Final Draft, coming up next on G14 Ready to Cut.
Am I the one you said you want? Am I
when I laid my eyes on you. You was like an angel from heaven. I know you've had problems in your past, but I promise you, when you're with me, you will always be happy. Never a sad day, because wherever you are my world. You are my soul, my queen, and I love you.
G14 ready to cut. We back in Mike Edge Promise. We got Final Draft on the line with us. What's up, fellas? How are y'all this evening? Also got the host Golden Fleece on the line too.
welcome to homies Final Draft, man. You just heard them boys singing their heart out. What's good, family?
What's good, man? What's going on with you?
Yo, let's start out with an introduction, man.
Yeah.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy D-Nice right here.
Ladies, your boy Voice right here.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Lucky right here.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's be your boy Divine.
And last but not least, it's your boy Fashion, and we are...
Yep.
I love it.
Everybody that's listening right now that just heard that, go back and get your shit together if you don't do it like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Say like that. Yeah.
Don't do it. How them boys just did it. That is how you do it right there. Oh, man, it's good to have these cats. I'm about this interview for real.
Man, I'm loving these dudes already. We're going to get straight into it. And fellas, you did the introduction, but we definitely got to get the ages. I was telling my host earlier that the ladies was hitting me up as soon as I posted your pictures and acting crazy, like groupies. So I need you to put the ages out there so we can make sure that they are okay to even come your direction as old as they is.
No doubt. The ages is from 20 to 23, so yes. Yeah. You know,
okay.
You in that ballpark, you can holler at your boys.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to get right into it. It's a lot of you guys, but I'm excited. Whoever wants to answer this question can definitely jump in and go straight to it. I want to know first of all, congratulations on the record. It's amazing. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming tonight. So how did you guys come together? I'm pretty sure everybody individually had their own musical journeys, but I'm interested to know how Final Draft even began. So,
well, this your boy Fashion talking right now, and basically our manager, she had the idea of creating a super group, but you know what I'm saying, she wanted to make history, make sure this is a group like none other. So she wanted to make sure that she scouted the individuals, and every individual had talent, integrity, and, of course, the image. And when she put us together, that's how we became your boy's Final Draft.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So was this like a, how did she seek out this talent? Was this a talent show, or how did this kind of come about, even going about the talent part?
Yeah. Actually, she just, you know what I'm saying, seeked us out individually in different situations. Your boy Fashion, I actually auditioned. I had to rap for like 2 hours, and because that's what I do, I rap and then I do background notes. So I had to rap for like 2 hours. I thought I was doing a concert, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it was all good because your boy here now. So everybody had to do their thing to prove their worth, and we here.
Yeah.
Already, that's what's up. Okay, so you got the manager, and she had the idea of putting together this super group, and it looks like mission accomplished. So tell us kind of about the process of forming the group and how everybody meshes well together. How do you guys do that so well if you're coming from different areas and different situations?
Oh, man, it's just, well, we blessed to have the team that we have in a way. Our manager is Akina, man. She just she knew what she was doing when she got each individual and made sure each individual was a team player. You know what I'm saying? And we like a brotherhood. We look at each other as brothers, and we all in here with the same goal because we feel like we can't accomplish nothing if we ain't on the same page.
Right.
So every day, and plus we all live together. So, yeah, we like the Brady Bunch, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we live, eat, sleep, breathe, final draft.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, had to make sure that was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all like
to do it.
We ladies,
man. I don't
want to get that twisted.
I got you. I mean, you guys got to, it's like a, you know, it's boot camp. You got to get up and get it done and get it right. You got to be together so you can make things happen. Run us through a day real quick, if you will, of what it's like with final draft. What does it consist of? Vocal lessons in the morning, dance lessons, the gym. What is it today?
Man, you basically nailed it out. I guess we got to give you the time frame when we do it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just wake up in the morning, you know what I'm saying? We wake up before the roosters do. We up there like 6 in the morning sometime, you know what I'm saying, just trying to get it in. We start with the workout, the cardio, and the weights and everything, and make sure everybody in shape. And then, you know what I'm saying, we go from the workout to the rehearsal and the vocals. And then we do from vocals to rehearsing our show and making sure our show is perfected. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the day, we're making sure that we're doing some hot music and making sure that we're making this classic album for the people.
Hey. Absolutely. So I want to talk about, you guys have done so much and been seen and just been everywhere. You guys were in Atlanta at the Love & Hip Hop premiere. Is that correct? Season 2?
Yeah. Yeah, we was at the event, yes.
Okay, missed you guys. We was out there. Wasn't it crazy in there? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'll let you talk about it. I ain't going to say nothing.
It was wild in there, but you know, I'm gonna move on from that subject. But I say that to mention that you guys are everywhere, and it's really dope because it's very rare that a new group coming out and being introduced is at all these places. You went on the Monique show, you've been on 106, the new joint, you topped the Billboard charts. That's crazy. I mean, congratulations to you guys.
Yeah, we're just getting ready because this weekend we got the Georgia Music Awards, and we want to say shout out to the draftees for making our song For Life number one on hip hop and R&B sales on the Billboard chart. So June 8th, this Saturday, we're going to be performing at the Georgia Music Awards, and your boys is nominated for the best R&B group in Georgia. So we're going to shut it down. We're about to do our thing in there.
Yeah, man.
Already. Yes. I saw that on the timeline. You know, I had to go through and research and really do it the right way and dig a little bit. So I want to ask you guys also, what was the experience like going into the studio the first time as a group and laying that record down?
Oh, man. Well, when we went in that studio the first time, we just, because we already, like, got used to, like, working together and to figure out whose lane was what, whose ability and talent levels is what. And, like for example, Luck is the falsetto king in the group. We got voices like the powerhouse in the group.
Okay.
Yeah. You said falsetto. That boy is like drop of a dime. He gonna hit it for you.
Yeah,
then we got voice the powerhouse of the group.
This is a man's world.
Your boy voice right here, baby. Yeah. Then we got Devon. He give us that Latino flavor.
Y ahora por un segundo my other las madres en la gravidad.
Yeah,
it's your boy Divine, man. Yeah, man. Then me and D, we just blend in with some background notes and everything come together. But when we go in the studio, the first time we went in the studio, we knew how we wanted to lay the track out. And your boy Fashion, also, I'm the producer of the group. So when I create a track, I make sure that the track is in the comfortable key range for everybody and so that everybody can exhibit their talent level and everything like that. So we know how, from the beginning of the song, how we want to end it from the start to the beginning, how we want to climax the record with the falsetto. It might start with falsetto or it might end with falsetto. It just depends on the creativity level that we're feeling with the record and the emotion that we want the people to feel when they hear it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you so much, you guys. Well answered. I mean, and we got the display. That's what's up. You guys have some fans that are holding, and I know they're probably screaming and going crazy because I'm all excited and all of that, and I'm not even on the groupie type-ish. So I just just want to say, shout out to y'all for doing the voices and stuff like that. So, okay, you got the record. Tell me the experience about it being heard, because, you know, you're on Music Choice. How was that to hear it on the radio itself and on Music Choice? What was that like? And do you remember where y'all were at when you heard that you was on the radio? And what was that experience like?
Man, we was ecstatic because we was with our manager, Kina, and also shout out to our other co-manager, Ramona Rizzo, who's on My Wise on VH1. So we was with our manager, Kina, was chilling, and she like, yo, you guys know the record's on Music Choice, and while she was speaking, it popped up on the TV while she just said it. Like, we was all excited and ecstatic and everything, and just really, really excited. I ain't going to go too far.
Right.
We were real hyped. Yeah.
I know. Y'all was turned up. Did y'all call y'all moms and everybody, like, in text and blast? I would have.
The whole family.
Yeah, we called, you know what I'm saying, our moms. And this your boy Fashion. I kept this minimum who I talked to because, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to know nobody want to go in my pocket.
No doubt they do be on that. They do be on that tip. It's sad, but hey, it's the truth. And so, also, I want to say you guys seem to be heavily influenced by the 90s. I kind of described you guys as like an All for One and Boys to Men, and I haven't quite gotten all down, but I'm really feeling the different styles and how it all meshes well. Who would you guys say are your influences? You could be individually or collectively.
Well, this your boy Lucky. I mean, I like Maxwell, you know, all that stuff. Maxwell, Robin Thicke, Michael Jackson, all that. Temptation.
No doubt.
It's your boy Voice, the soul of the group. Individual, I would say Uncle Charlie, Luther Vandross, you know, Sam Cooke, Otis, you know. So I have to go deep with it.
Already.
It's your boy D-Nax right here. And individually, I like, I'm a big guy group person, so I like Jodeci, New Edition, The Temptations, The OJs, Four Tops. You know, I like all of them, so.
This your boy Fashion right here once again. And, yeah, I mean, I like the groups, too. I like a lot of rap, too. I listen to, like, LL, and my pops, he had me on, like, Public Enemy, and, you know what I'm saying, listen to a lot of Jay-Z. Ho! Ha! No, just like.
Anyway, what's up? Boy Divine right here, man. I listen to a lot of, you know, Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, and I am full-blooded Puerto Rican, so I also listen to that Latino, like Salsa music, Frankie Ruiz, Aventura, stuff like that.
That boy Divine be throwing down the kitchen, yo.
Man.
Yo, that Latino food is no joke.
That's what's up. Somebody got to be able to whip something up. You can't be out there eating all the time, out there eating. And I've seen how y'all fans act. And I'm not going to say it's a bad thing, but, I mean, they do store in the stage. So, I mean, I don't know. I could imagine having to go out to eat all the time and you're getting, you know, getting noticed so much. I mean, is it like that for you guys now, stepping out? Is it different?
Every time we try to go to IHOP, I hop back in the car and go home. it get crazy sometimes, but, you know, we embrace it and we love the fans.
Yeah,
that's to show that how much, you know what I'm saying, we impacting the people. So we appreciate the love that we get from the people because we know that we're doing something right with the music. Yeah.
Absolutely. And shout out to you all for the music inspirations because we can hear that in your voices and you're just bringing a whole new light to it. This is something special and different. It's been a very long time since we've had a group like you guys come along. So we've had the typical, you're welcome. We've had the typical like Jagged Edges and, you know, things like that. But you guys are really coming with a brand new flavor. So I see a lot of success and I'm excited. We get to have you on the show and I get to say you was on the show and all of that. So it's really dope. Also, I want to ask you guys, now, the performance aspect, tell us about all the places you performed, the Monique, Monique show, how did that kind of come about? Was that through management as well?
Of course, man. All our big shows, the big stage, all come through the team, our management, and of course, our PR, Mimi Agency. Shout out to Jay and Tutu.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? They do their thing. They stay busy every day. So, yeah, the team, they make sure we stay on the big stages and do a lot of shows. We've been everywhere, man. I can't even say, like, how many shows we've done. The only place I probably think that I ain't been to is, like, North Dakota or something like that. Iowa or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. But that's on the schedule one day, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be there soon. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we've been a lot of places, and, like, the Moni Show is a beautiful thing, and 106, having a record on 106. And we got some more things, you know what I'm saying, more feats to accomplish. So it's just we're going to keep going and keep grinding to the top.
Most definitely. Well, you guys are very well spoken and have a great, not that I thought y'all was going to be just reckless with it, but I'm just saying, you know, you're just very mature and just really seem to know what you're doing, hungry in this industry. I think a lot of people don't have a lot of artists. We have a lot of artists that listen to our show because that's pretty much for any and all music aspects. And we talk about the industry and the business side of it. And a lot of people don't get that it is a business. So what is one of the things that you guys collectively or individually have, you want to answer it, have found to be one of the most challenging things about the business that you weren't aware of prior to, you know, actually getting into it like you are now?
I think the thing that's challenging is just knowing that it is a business and you got to work every day. And a lot of people, when they want to get into the music industry, they think it's all about the glam and the glitz and all that fame and everything, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication to get to that point. And I think a lot of people think it's like easy. You could just go to the studio once a week and you're going to get a hit. But it takes a lot of determination, a lot of hard work, and a lot of faith and a lot of things that, like, from the team, you got to have a strong team. Besides having a talent, you got to have a good team behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And without that team, you only as good as the record that you make. So
yeah.
The team makes sure that record is heard. So it's a big, it's a very, very serious situation when it comes to getting in this music industry. You got to know the business and know how it works and be able to deal with that pressure of the industry.
Right,
because,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I know that's right. And artists that are listening and anybody that is aspiring to be into the music industry, please listen to what they're saying. They're in it right now. They're breaking through, you know, coming up. So this is very important. We, you know, it's really, just know if it's for you. It may not be a good fit. You may need to just do the booking part because it is a lot of work. As you can see, these fellas get up and they're doing interviews and they're, I'm serious, y'all. We be telling it like it is on the show, but.
You know,
you got to stay in your lane, and y'all know y'all lane, and y'all do it well, so, you know, shout out to you guys. So, I do want to bring Gordon on the line because we want to have an opportunity to have your fans come on, so bring him on the line and see if he has a couple of questions. So, Gordon, passing the mic to you, homie.
Oh, man, I just been listening to the fellas, and, you know, like you said, it's so refreshing. You got a lot of guys in this group, but, you know, they let each other speak. They ain't talking
mm-hmm.
over each other. It, you know, you
mm-hmm.
could tell that these guys really, you know, are professional with what they got going on. So shout out to our brothers for doing that. I did want to ask you guys, no doubt, brother, no doubt. I did want to ask you guys because I know there's a lot of people in the group, and you've seen other guy groups, you've seen some come and you see some go. Just from your perspective, when you guys got together as a group, did you guys tell each other anything like, you know what, man, we're not going to let this happen to us. Let's go ahead and make sure that we on the same page with this, that, and the other. What type of conversations did you guys have when you first came together amongst yourselves and not with the management around?
I mean, like, well, the situation in front of draft, of course, we are the final draft, and in every situation, you got to have a rough draft and go through a trial period. So it was some individuals, you know what I'm saying, that didn't make the final cut. So us standing here together right now, we are definitely on the same page, and that's why we have a common goal in hand. And when we talk with each other, we all remind each other what we want to accomplish, and we want to do something different that hasn't been done in a long time. And so by us knowing how big of a responsibility that we have for the people, we don't want to let the people down as well as ourselves. So we wake up every day and make sure that we ourselves how important it is what we're doing, because we're not only doing this for ourselves and doing this just to make some good music, but we're trying to also bring back that feeling of R&B groups to the industry and how, like, you know what I'm saying, you It didn't matter what age you were. If you was a kid or a grown folk, you were listening to a New Edition record or Boyz II Men, and we just want that feeling back in the industry. So that's what we want to do. That's our biggest mission. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's an excellent feeling that people need, brother, because there's a void. You know what I'm saying? There is a void. There's a void of people that when they open their mouths, they just make you feel something when they sing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie, man. I'm not no yes man, dog. Like, when I hear something, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you guys are great because you're on our show. But some real shit, like, when I listened to the video and I heard, y'all, I was like, whoa, these cats can really blow, because sometimes a cat will try some old school song. Them old school brothers is real, dog. They had the passion and they had it in their soul. So when some new jack come and try to sing it, it don't come off like that. Y'all actually come off like y'all got old souls. Do y'all listen to a whole bunch of old music, or is that natural, or do you make yourself say, let me go back and check these guys out, because this is the era that we want to come off like these guys came off.
Yeah, like we were saying earlier, each individual had different inspirational music that we was raised on, but one of our biggest contributions to us sounding the way we are is our management and Akina and our Big Al with Earl Jam. They like, you know what I'm saying, you guys got to study the greats, and in order to be the next chapter, you got to know what chapters came before your chapter. And so that's what we do. We make sure that, you know what I'm saying, because of the hard work and the artists that came before us, how they used to record and just go in there. There was no plug-ins, no sound effects to make you sound a certain way. We want to have that same quality with us. So when you see us on stage, you know that it ain't the track speaking for us. It's us speaking for the track.
Indeed. Now, that's big, man, because, you know, auto-tune is like a lot of these artists' favorite friend, man. It's like they shadow. They got auto-tune in their microphones, you know what I'm saying? So definitely refreshing to hear brothers that actually got genuine voices. I also wanted to ask you guys, do anybody play instruments in the group?
Yeah, this your boy Fashion. I got keyboard essentials, and I used to play the trumpet, so, you know what I'm saying, I played a couple different instruments.
Yeah, that's your boy Lucky, and I play the saxophone. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing a little bit on the keyboard, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up, boy, man.
This your boy,
keep going. I didn't know all y'all playing. Keep going. I like to hear this.
So, Boy said he played the microphone, meaning he just sang. He's a vocal. His instrument is vocal.
Yes.
No doubt. Now, y'all look, you know, I look at y'all guys, y'all all in shape. I seen the video, the trainer got y'all in shape. Any sports when y'all on the road, y'all throwing around the football, y'all playing basketball? Who's nice and who not?
Yo, we going to keep it real, who nice, who not. This your boy Fashion, I'm the best out of all you cats.
I'll keep it real.
That boy B Nice is like the best. He like the basketball king out the group. And then I say voice is like LeBron James with it when it comes to like that strength when it comes to basketball. And I think everybody's well rounded when it comes to sports, though. We all have like different sports backgrounds. Yeah, but I'll say D and voice is probably the best when it comes to basketball, though.
Yeah, I'm like football too.
Lucky's pretty good. Lucky's good too.
I'm like
Jordan. He more like Ben Gordon,
Jordan.
Luck pretty good though. But sometimes he gets like real hyper with the ball, and he might throw it over the rim.
That ball get in my hands, man. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap when it gets in your hands. You say you throw it over the rim, homie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got a celebrity basketball game that we hosting in August. August 17th, we're giving back to the community in Atlanta, and it's with a partnership with the Mimi Agency and the YMCA. So we got a celebrity basketball game. So, you know what I'm saying, if y'all want to be interested in that, so holler at your boys.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's real dope, man. I know y'all said 20 to 23 and y'all already thinking about giving back, man. You could tell y'all got a strong team. You could tell y'all some good fellas, man. I wish you nothing but success, man. I know R&B, man, you really got to be felt out here when people hear you sing. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to feel y'all when they hear y'all sing. Is there any type of creativity? You said Fashion is the guy that produces everything in the group. Do you guys kind of make sure you have a certain sound? Like, I know you were saying, you know, you want the notes to be comfortable. Is there any direction that you guys want to go in sometimes and you like, nah, we can't give them that yet? Is there anything down the line that you want, you're going to be like, yo, I bet they didn't know we could do this, and then hit them with something different?
Man, we got so many records, like, we probably, like Machiavelli with it. We got, like, albums, that, like, ready for the people. But when we go in the studio, it's really about what we're feeling. Like, we just experimental when it comes to music. It ain't like we want to stay in this lane and go too, we don't want to go too far left. It's like, okay, whatever the idea is, we're going to let it flow and make it happen, make it hot. That's what it is when we go in the studio. We just make sure that it's good music for the people. And we make sure that the content of the music is respectable for the women, because that's what we do this music for, is for the ladies, you know what I mean?
Nice.
Our music is for the ladies, but it's also the manuscript for the fellas, how to treat the ladies. So that's how we say music is like.
Yeah, and we also got that For Life coming soon in Spanish, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to kill them right there, my brother. That market will hold you down.
Yes.
So y'all gonna do the For Life in Spanish and release that as well. That's gonna be big, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. So yeah, of course, Divine, he's gonna translate the whole thing, so we know what he's saying. And
we all gotta learn.
Yeah, we all gotta learn. Yeah.
That's dope, though, man. I don't know, you know, like a lot of people listening might, you know, take what y'all saying for granted, but just to go that extra step to say we're gonna do this version. And, you know, for our Latin community, and actually learn it and do what you have to do to accomplish that, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of our young groups are thinking on that wavelength. So shout out to y'all again for being on a next level with it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I knew
we
got callers on the phone,
homie.
Man.
Okay, we also want to give a shout out to the homie Turk.
YNT,
yeah.
Yes, sir. Big Turk came on last week and gave an excellent interview, man. Shout out to Turk, man. Just a shout out to that brother's climb from where he's coming from, man, and where he came from. It real dope to see that cat doing his thing, man. So yeah, shout out to Turk. He shouted y'all out on the show too that last week. So that was dope. That was real dope. Yo, Onyx, we got anybody on the line that's trying to holler at Final Draft? She probably qualifying a few people right now.
That's what's up, man.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, man, you never know what they're going to call in and say. We had a guy group, a rap group on here. It was like probably like four dudes, I think, in the group. And, you know, girls were just calling, saying anything. So now we had to learn, like, okay, let me make sure they're not going to come on here. And, you don't remember me from the concert over at so-and-so? We can't have none of that.
I just hope, you know what I'm saying, my number one fan, I mean, she come on there, I'd be very delightful. But I got a number one fan, this your boy Fashion. I swear, like, if any southern state I'm at, I see her. Like, this girl fucking lit you. This girl's so excited to see me, she punched me in the lip. Like, she tried to give me a hug and she punched me in the lip. So now, you know what I'm saying, I got security every time I see her.
Oh, man, yo, she bust her lip up trying to give you. Yo, I'm telling you, man, it's some wildness. We had a crisscross tribute. We had a crisscross tribute show the other day. Of course, rest in peace to the homie Chris Kelly that recently passed. And, you know, the lady that used to work with them was on the line telling us about their stories with the girls when they was young rapping and that they literally had to run out of places and get out of there fast, like the Jacksons on some shit. And I'm like, you know, when the ladies love your music, they gonna follow you around, period. So, you know, that come with the territory.
Yeah, man. And we want to tell the people, make sure y'all go cop that joint For Life, man. It's a beautiful record. And y'all go to iTunes, all the digital outlets is available right now. Go get that joint. And the video is coming real soon. We're working on that right now. We just want to make sure it's a big, classic video.
Okay. Awesome. Are y'all shooting out at Atlanta?
Yeah, we're going to shoot in Atlanta. And, man, we also working on a TV show right now, too.
Yeah.
We're about to have to fly up to New York and start shooting these episodes for this TV show that we're acting in. Not a reality show, so, you know what I'm saying? We ain't getting done with that, but it's all scripted.
So, yeah, man, we got a TV show. It's based around us that we're about to be shooting in New York real soon, and it's going to be on a TV network real soon.
That's real dope, man. So y'all got the TV popping. Y'all got the basketball tournament coming up. Make sure y'all get the Four Life record. Yeah, say that again.
Who's Hot Tour we got going on right now, all the information we got, it's all on our website. You go to 4finalsdraft.com, you can check it out there.
Yeah, the Who's Hot Tour is coming this summer. The summer, you already know, is a hot, and so you got to have your boys on there because we hot in the summer, hot us.
It just goes together.
Right. So, look, I'm on the line, fellas, and I heard you guys talk about the fans and somebody got punched in the ribs and all that craziness. But I want to ask you that we do have a couple of callers. Some of them are being shy, and that's how they do. They get nervous. They freeze up sometimes when we answer the phone. It's crazy. I want to ask you guys to give a crazy fan experience story, if you don't mind.
Oh, man.
But keep it G.
Go ahead. Okay. So as soon as you said that, he lit up like a light bulb. Go ahead, D. Go ahead.
It was Chattanooga, Tennessee. We did a show, and it was a high school tour. And so we went in. There was security everywhere. So we walked in, and we said, hey, because the tour we do is called the I Can Do the School Tour. What we do is we go around all the high schools and middle schools and promote living a healthy lifestyle, also staying out of violence and trying to graduate and doing something with their life. So when we went there, like I said, it was security everywhere. We walked through the door and the girls were going crazy, right? So it was like, okay. So we did a performance for them. When we got through with the performance, literally all the security was around. Literally, they broke through the band. This is when Fashion got punched in the lip because they broke through the band with all the security. They grabbed Fashion and they punched Fashion. So I'm trying to run. They catch me. They scratched me on the neck. So we all run. We trying to get out of there. Like, yo, everybody like, run. So security backing up. Police officers running with us. We run to the van because we thinking the van is going to be unlocked for us to get in so we get away from them. And we get trapped by the van. So now we get mobbed by the whole crowd.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like some Michael Jackson 5
type
story.
Yo, I was about to say that. I felt like I was in a thriller video. I thought I was in a thriller video, the way they surrounded us like that. And they had that slow limp. And it started out with like a nice fan hug. Like they were giving a nice hug. Then that hug turned to a death grip. And I started feeling like my rib cage getting tight. Right. I'm like, yo, this ain't comfortable no more. Like, I got to get out of here.
Then they
Yo, it's your boy Devon right here. Yo, the most crazy experience for me, we was in Memphis, right? And we was on the I Could Do the School Tour. And as soon as we get there, they scream and they going bananas. Like, we can't even speak, right? So after we get done doing our session or whatever, we tell them, anybody want autographs, tickets, just from draft? Come on. So as soon as they heard that, it was like a race to the finish line, man. Yo, I got choked up by like 7 girls, man. I couldn't breathe. I looked at that voice like he was Jesus. Like, yo, grab me, man. He's down, please, man. It was bananas, man. It was crazy. It was going to be mad for himself at that one. It was crazy. Once I got free, I left everybody.
This your boy voice. When I grabbed the vine, 2 big girls jumped on me, so shout out to the big girls. I couldn't do nothing, so much love to the big girls out there.
Oh, my gosh, I'm over here weak. Is anybody else got a story, or that's pretty much, so y'all getting mobbed, Jackson 5 mobbed.
Probably listening right now. Yep, I jumped on them. That was me. They probably right now.
Yo, we actually got another story that's like it's pretty touching when it comes to this one, because just seeing like your real fans and like how they really love your music and love who you are, Final Draft, and they really support you. We was in Memphis again, and there was these 2 girls in the back of the class, and we was talking and we started singing, and they were Spanish. And then after we was done, they went outside. And they came back. They went to the security guard, like, please let us back in. They started crying to come back in. Like, they was in dead tears, like, crying to come back in. So they let them back in. And then she asked me to sing Spanish to her. So I sung to her, and she started crying. I had my rosary on, and I gave her my rosary. So shout out to you, baby. We love you.
Oh, that is so special. She's never going to forget that. And you neither.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he wanted that back because he cried when he got home.
he saved a lot of money for that rosary, so he got home.
He got caught up in the moment, though.
He called him out.
He called him out. Yeah, he needs. Where the chain at? I gave it to a fan, y'all. He just got it.
And then he's like, fellas, why y'all let me do that? Why y'all let me get my chain?
I know, right? Well, what I want to do...
That was on you.
Guys, you guys are so much fun. I can't wait. I know I'm going to run into y'all. I can't wait. I'm going to just be rolling. And what we could do, we have another record from you guys that I wanted to play. I don't know if you guys want to introduce this record or not, but... we can just go ahead and get into it before you bring your other cars on. Plus, that'll give me the opportunity to make sure, you know, they're ready to speak and they don't freeze up. We do have a lot of people listening. So, shout out to all of the fans that's called in, the fan supporters and family of Final Draft tonight. Drafties.
We love y'all. We love y'all.
Drafties on the line, hanging in tonight with us on the cut. And then everybody, again, it's your first time tuning in. This is Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com radio station. So make sure you do go to Global14.com. Final Draft is on Global14.com. So that's where the real Jesus get with it. Okay.
Yes,
so we're gonna drop this other track from you guys tonight, and it's called, or the record rather, and it's called I Know You Know. So let's get into that. We'll come back with your fans.
Oh, yeah. This is another hot joint for your boys.
Yeah.
Final draft. You already know. I know you know. Ladies, listen.
You know.
Yeah.
Listen.
Fashion production.
Hey, I'm looking for a woman, but not just any woman. Gotta be the type to do just about anything, so I can get a big help. These other chicks ain't messing around.
My girl, my girl, my girl.
Already, G14 ready to cut. We back, we back. I got one more call that I kind of wanted to screen real quick. So, Erica 770, make sure you go ahead and press that number one so you can speak to us, because you didn't say much, but you could just be, you know, listening and supporting. We do have someone on the line for you guys, fellas. It is Jennifer, so I'm going to bring her live right now. Jennifer, you live with G14 Radio.
Hello.
Jennifer.
Hey, what's up, Final Draft?
Yo,
I got a question.
Up,
when are y'all going to be coming to Detroit?
Yo,
man.
We might be in the D in August. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 313. Yeah.
Okay. Lucky, this is a question for Lucky.
Yeah, what's that,
since man? Now, knowing where you came from, how does it feel to be out of your situation from where you came from?
I mean, it's just a blessing to be where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? My situation is everything, man. This is what I came here for. This is what I came to do.
I'm happy to hear that. God bless and God bless you.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too, man.
Congratulations, fam.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I don't know what else. Already. We got Keisha on the line. Hold and speak with you guys. What's up, Keisha? Live with G14 Ready to Cut.
Hey, Final Draft.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, I'm your biggest fan. I'm a big drafty. I just want to say hey to y'all. Like, I'm so happy to finally talk to y'all.
That's what it is, Shannon.
For sure.
I love
you,
Keisha, guys. You got that full life, Keisha?
Where's that?
It's an eye, too. You can't get a bigger fan, you
don't have a light, right? And I love you, guys, but I just want to say hey.
Music. She has a question for you fellas tonight. Spot, you live with
okay.
The cut.
Yeah, I'm here. I love your music. That first song, wow, it was really deep, and guys' voice is phenomenal. So you're doing very good work.
Thank you.
I have a question for you guys because as an artist myself, and this goes to I guess the out of all the members to whoever's in the whoever is in the group that has like multiple gifts, like you might you sing, you might play an instrument, you might write songs, you might be a basketball player where you want to play ball and you're really might be drawing stuff, or I'm just saying like in all of those in your music, how do you? Because I'm fighting with this. How do you organize yourself where one talent isn't overriding the other talent and you're still able to stay focused on what you're doing so that you can get to where you're going without feeling like you're in confusion?
This your boy Fashion, and I think I can relate to you on this question because coming from having multi-talents from producing and rapping and background singing, I think you just got to really know which one you enjoy the most and which one is important. Put your priorities first and which one is going to take you to the promised land for the rest of your gifts to be shown. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So make sure that the one that is the most important, the one that you know that the people receive the most first, you do that one first. So if it's you playing an instrument or you singing or rapping, whatever gift you have that get the people attention the most, do that first and then it will gravitate to the rest of your talent.
Yeah.
Mm, Interesting. Thanks.
You dig?
Alrighty, well, thank you so much, Spasa, for calling in with that question. You guys, I have three other numbers that's holding to speak to you. We have other people listening in our queue. We can kind of see all of that. So you got the line popping tonight. We appreciate you. So I want to just ask you guys, I want to ask you guys a question as well. That I didn't get to ask you earlier because I know you have you had a record out with Young Jock. Is there any other artist at this particular time that you'd be looking to work with? Someone that you've been, you know, if you can speak on it. Sometimes I know you can't, you know, release that information. But anybody in particular?
I wouldn't even really, like, say any names. I think, like, there's so many different people that have their own lane and stuff like that. And the way we are, we just like to make good music. So
yeah,
it don't matter if it's from Taylor Swift to anybody, the rapper,
that's
anybody.
That's
it don't matter. Like, we just want to make hot music for the world, for the people to feel. And if we collab with Tim McGraw or somebody, I don't know.
Anybody.
It don't matter.
We just want to make
I know
good
that's
music
right.
For.
And
nah,
get that
dope.
Money too.
That's
yeah, that's what
though.
It's for. That's
you
what
know?
It what it's do. And like the thing that a lot of people don't realize is, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't make dance music. I don't make this type of music. Look, this is for the people. This is for the fans. You got to make what the fans want, what the market calls for, what the time calls for. You got to meet any and all demands. I mean, everybody, all the greats did that. So, shout out to y'all for having that vision and your team and everybody that's you know around you guys and. Y'all doing y'all thing. I'm excited for
you
guys.
Yeah, you can tell the team.
Yeah.
The team is well-rounded.
It's solid.
Because a lot of people have that, you know, they have that closed-in mentality because they haven't been outside their areas.
Mm-hmm.
When you start traveling around and notice that people listen to all types of music, and once they're your fans, you know what I'm saying, if you're giving them good quality music, whatever it is, you know, they're going to listen to it because they are your fans. So you can't box yourself in when you got the whole world out there that you can feed. So, you know, shout out y'all for knowing that because it's bigger than us, man. It's a whole globe out here.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, we feel like if you collaborate with an artist, you as long as you stay in your lane and know who you are on the record, that you know what I'm saying, you're going to exhibit who you are and people are going to feel you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know who you are and your identity and your music.
Right.
Yeah, we got a lot of different type of records. Your boy Fashion, I produce from R&B to rock records, so it doesn't even matter, you know what I'm saying? We hit the whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's how talented we are as a group. We do everything.
Yeah, we also write all our music, and Lucky's the one who wrote the single for Life. What up, dude?
Nice. That's real nice. That's dope. So let me ask you guys, you guys take vocal coaches, singing lessons?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Uncle G.
Yeah.
Our vocal
coach. I was just about to ask
who's
y'all guys' vocal coach, because they do very well, and we need to shout them out. Uncle G,
yeah,
that's what's up.
We've been blessed to work with a couple of the legends of different groups, but Uncle G has been the one who's been doing our vocal training, and we give him the credit for it, you know what I'm saying, making sure that those vocals is tight.
Dope.
Shout out Uncle G.
Very important for any artist out there listening and singing, you know. Don't just think you got it. If you can afford it, you know, God willing, if somebody wants to help you, you need to go ahead and, you know, get that vocal coaching. Get them lessons, man. There's a lot of stuff that you probably don't know that you think you know that these coaches help you out with. So shout out to Uncle guys sound phenomenal.
Absolutely.
We also want to say to the other artists, man, you got to listen to your team, man. Make sure you listen to your team because you can't get big-headed and feel like you know everything. You got to know every day you can grow and every day you can learn something. So make sure you listen to your team because they're the ones who are going to get you to where you're trying to get to. And once you get there, they're the ones who got you there. So you got to stay loyal and stay humble and listen to your team. Yeah.
Indeed. Let me ask y'all, because y'all mentioned earlier that one of the Mob Wives was your co-manager. How did that come about?
Yeah, shout out Ramona Rizzo, man. And how that came about, her and our manager, Kina, they go way back. They've had different business ventures in the past. So, you know what I'm saying, in the music industry, this is just another chapter in their business. And, like, they just have great chemistry together, so. Yeah, shout out to Ramona, man. Every time we out there in New York, we always out there with Ramona doing a lot of things and stuff like that. We participate in some of the Mob Wives events out there.
Nice.
Vanessa, what's up? We do have another fan on the line for you guys, and she wanted to say something, so I'll bring her live right now. You live with G14 Ready to Cut?
Hey,
Maya.
What's up, Final Draft? This is Maya.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, y'all? Just wanted to say I support y'all, and I'm down, and I'm so proud of y'all, and y'all doing it big. Shout out to Kina and everybody, and I'm definitely going to be supporting, requesting, and everything else. So y'all keep doing it big and doing it live. I love y'all, man.
Yo, appreciate it.
Love. You already know. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Well, I have one question. My question was, so how y'all feel being number one on the charts, man?
Man, we hype, y'all. We on the way live. Yo, man, we hype. We so hype, y'all, man. The blessing, man. I ain't going to say I was crying or nothing like that, but, you know, I was excited.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say Divine was crying or nothing.
That's big, man. That's big. That's big. Yeah.
Well, y'all keep it up. I mean, leave it up to me. I'm going to help y'all get all the way to the Grammy spot. So let's go, y'all.
Appreciate
it. All right, well, I got to check out, but I just wanted to shout y'all out and say thank you and show y'all mad love and support as always.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate that,
fam. No problem. Oh, my nurse, I'm in the hospital, but my nurse told me to tell y'all, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right,
y'all.
So I gotta go.
I'll
talk to y'all later. Thanks.
Man, that's
you.
Right
I just
there,
got teary-eyed real quick.
Hospital,
yeah, that's what's up. Right I got there. Emotional. You know how I do going, so.
Yeah,
you got
doubt.
Emotional.
That's what's up, man.
Yo, you know what we gotta do though? You know what we gotta do, yo? Everybody, you know what I'm saying, when they came on earlier, they had a singing part. We know the homie for Sean, he rhymed. But you got a verse for us, fam? You got something you can spit for us real quick?
For sure. Let me think of something real quick. Yo.
We ain't gonna put you on the spot.
Yo, I really rap. You really silly think I don't grip the map. This on my back, I'm more protected than Pro 2 Digi Racks. My city back, Detroit and PA. Yeah, I'm gonna bring it back to any cat who got the message. No, I'm not to mess with. And I'm hot like the movement in the 80s. My team gon' pop like a woman having babies. I'm hood, but I'm not selling units. Are you crazy? No, I chose to stop. Do it for the ladies. They the ones who pay me. These cats funny like Fox, Jamie. Flocks of women that I could cop, but I don't though. I just need one girl to kick in my dojo. Pimping, I don't go for. Ripping and spitting propane liquid, what I'm known for. Can't call my phone, visit my home when I'm on tour. Rappers hate them all for the fact that their careers is grass and I'm cutting that like a lawnmower. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's dope.
So you got the brother that's come out and spit a hot 16 when y'all killing one of them R&B songs, man. Like, I love that shit, man. I just like music, period. So when everybody's diverse, that's real dope, man. I'm really looking forward to all y'all, what y'all got going on, man. We definitely going to support y'all on this show, man.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah. On the spot, man. I love rap. I'm a hip-hop head, man. I got a production team. Yeah. We produce for a lot. So rap is my thing. So when you said you rapped, I had to hear something, man. You got bars. So
I had to say real quick, I had to, like, you know what I'm saying, tone it down, PG-13, because when I get too hype, I don't want to go too mad, you know what I'm saying?
Already, nice. You got some young fans. So, yeah, that's we appreciate that. You know, that's really good that you're mindful of that. A lot of people, like I said, like we were mentioning earlier, we just got to commend you guys, you gentlemen, for being who you are. You could tell it's real, you know what I'm saying? And your energy and your personality shines through the phone, so we can't wait to, at one point, dap y'all up, something, hug, I ain't going to choke you or punch you in the lip or do nothing crazy. Like, if, you know, you got beat up, but we just really appreciate you guys coming on tonight for show. And, you know, I just, you know, you definitely made a fan out of myself, and I'm so excited for you guys. So, shout out to y'all.
Thank you for having us on.
Yes,
we really appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all for having us, man.
Thank y'all.
And we're going to make sure we check the website out. Go ahead and get the website out, too, again, so we can make sure we're following it and everybody that's listening following it so you can check out what they got going on each step of the way.
Yeah, it's your boy Lucky right here. The website is 4finaldraft.com. Go check us out. We got our Twitter, our Facebook, all that, #4finaldraft. Even the Instagram is #4finaldraft.
Yeah, so that's facebook.com/the#4finaldraft.
Yep.
Instagram, the#4finaldraft. Twitter.com/the#4finaldraft. Mm-hmm. Or you can hit our website at the#4finaldraft.com.
You did?
You did. Let go.
All right. Alrighty. Well, I have a special... I have a special request for you gentlemen, before you leave our line tonight, because I'm turning 28 tomorrow, and I'm a little sad about it, but I'm blessed to be here, you know what I'm saying? So I know how you get. You might get put on the spot at one point to do the happy birthday thing, so have y'all practiced that already? You got it down pat.
Oh, that's
can I get a happy birthday song, please?
Yes.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Well, damn.
Give it up.
Alrighty, thank you. That was dope. Yay, I'm so excited.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank y'all. I'm about to turn up, and they didn't even know it. So,
they didn't even know it.
Dude. Alrighty.
Make sure you look to I Know You Know, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
On your birthday. For life.
No doubt. I love the record. I like the second joint, too. So you guys, we got another call coming through. I hate to say it. I didn't mean to do that voice, but I really, let me see just real quick. G14 Made the Cut, you by Final Draft. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question for Final Draft. Okay, I really love the guys, and I know I've always watched them on YouTube, and I see them always singing. Can they please sing a song for me? I love them.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Oh, mother. Oh, mother.
got the FD socks? No, I'm just kidding.
I have your single for life. I just want to know, when is your album coming out? I cannot wait, because you guys sound awesome.
Man, you can expect that album late fall. We're just trying to make sure it's a classic album for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every record from one to whatever is going to be beautiful, you know what I'm saying? So you got your mans in the car. Every song he get on your nerves, play track five and put him back on track.
Yeah, he sound good.
Well, thank you, you guys. I love you. Bye-bye.
Let me say, baby, you sound good.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
Oh, she might have had a boyfriend.
She
Yeah, she had to dip. It said drop. I said, oh. Yeah, you got her in trouble. He's like, they got her serenading on the, they serenading my chick on the phone. This is out of line. Yo, that was dope, you guys. And it just sounded like I was listening to a record. Like, that's crazy. You guys are mad talented, and we really are excited about you guys. You guys, your post is on global14.com right now, so definitely let your fans know they can check you out on there as well. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you for the birthday love, and I just, you guys
man.
Are dope.
Appreciate
come back.
We're just having fun, man. This is fun.
Yes.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
It is.
Everybody that's listening, they having fun. They over there chilling. They live in the same crib. No fights, no bickering. They getting to the money. They traveling.
That's right.
What it's supposed to be about. You know what I'm saying? When it stop being fun, something's going wrong. So shout out to Final Draft, man. I hope every aspiring artist listening, whether you're in a rap group, whether you're in a singing group, whatever, make it fun, man. Go out there and have fun. But like they said, make sure you got that team around you that knows what they're doing. They can lead you in the right direction. We're going to follow these brothers on their road to success. And we're going to support them like we all should support each other. So that's what it is, man. I'm looking forward to the album.
Yeah,
we're going to pick it up. When y'all drop that joint, y'all got to come back on the show. You
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? Let us know about the album.
Absolutely. Definitely hit us up, and we'll be hitting y'all up. So I'm going to be a drafter now. I'm in a draft. And, you know, shout out to you guys.
I didn't even know it.
Alrighty, fellas. Well, y'all enjoy y'all evening tonight, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
We also want to say shout out to the fans in New York because we also nominated for the IED Awards. So yeah,
wow.
Actually we are
nice.
So we just go up there. We gotta go up there and pick it up. So we appreciate y'all for nominating us and us winning that award and y'all supporting us and getting behind the record. So yeah, shout out to New York.
Shout out to New York. It's my hometown, man. Good looking for showing them boys love.
That's what's up, man. Already. Thank you so much, fellas. Anything else that you'd like to shout out?
Oh, man, just shout out to all the fans, all the drafties, the team, Kina, Ramona, Big L, Earl Jim, me,
Jim.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You already know, man.
Yeah, man, and big shout out to y'all for having us, man. It was fun, man. We love y'all. Good looking.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. Good looking
no
for y'all
problem.
Coming on. An
that's
old girl with the pretty voice that just hung up. Follow them on that Instagram and so they could see you. You know what I'm saying? You can sneak and do that. You can sneak and follow Father Jaff on the Instagram.
Now, y'all getting that girl. So much fellas crazy.
Now I got to help the fellas out, man. I got to help the fellas out, man.
Already.
Thank you, fellas. Come back anytime. We're going to have you back when you drop the record.
Man, we appreciate y'all positive energy,
yeah,
man. Y'all are very positive people, man.
Yeah,
we just appreciate talking to y'all and talking to some positive people.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
keep
it up. Thank you. Let's keep it up, man. Y'all going to be great. Keep it up. When we go
that's
to
right.
the ATL, man, we're going to all meet up, turn up somewhere,
sure.
You know what I'm saying, and get it in, man, for real. All
right. I forgot to mention, we do get in some scuffles because when they drink my almond milk, you know what I'm saying, because I'm lactose, you know what I'm saying, I'm lactose, and since I drink my almond milk, we got a problem.
Hey, I just want to apologize. Congratulations, Sherry.
It was
oh my gosh, you guys are so dope, so dope. So much fun. I can't wait to come to the A. I'm going to be hitting y'all boys up.
All right.
Alrighty. I hate to say goodbye.
Say goodbye
next time. We'll
see you later.
Okay.
Talk to him later. That's all. Alrighty. No goodbye. Speak to him soon.
Alrighty.
Well, we appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Talk to you later.
Oh, man, I love those dudes. They cool. They real cool. You can tell. Dope. So you...
Dope team of dudes right there, man.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad that we got to get them on the line tonight. I love when we get them before they get too crazy, too big, so that it ain't really reachable. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
They're going to be huge.
They're going to be huge. And because they real, they genuine, they talented. They got a lot of elements. I think it was real dope. He said he was going to do the... Spanish version, do the version in Spanish. I mean, that's crazy. Ain't nobody doing that right now. And that age group, too, and then as a group in R&B, that's not being done. So shout out to them dudes and shout out to that whole camp, that squad, that team, that label. Everybody over there is doing exactly what needs to happen. Them coming on the show tonight, showing their personalities, making fans out of people through the phone without being, you know what I mean? That's something that's not easy to do, and that's something that many people have not mastered doing out of their many years in the industry. So you got to have that personality. You got to have that fan, be relatable to your
that
fans
direction.
And all that. So.
You got to have that direction, that guidance, and then, you know, you got to give kudos to those brothers because they listen. There's a bunch of people out there with direction and guidance that just got a hard head, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to listen. They don't want to act right, and you can tell those brothers, you know, it ain't easy living on top of how many people in that group, like five guys in that group. That can't be easy. Five, six guys, that can't be easy, and those guys are getting along, so you could tell they got their goal in mind.
Absolutely.
They know what they want to do, and they're growing as brothers along the way. You know what I'm saying? So you put them egos aside, and you get to the task at hand. You get to the money. You get to the fans. You get to the world, all without being petty. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people just mess up on, the little things. You know, it'd be the little things that break these groups apart. So I don't think we see none of that coming with these gentlemen that we just spoke to. So, again, shout out to them. And they climb to success, man, because they're going to be there real soon.
Absolutely. And just to also mention, you guys, everybody that's tuning in tonight and that is listening, the ones that will be listening tomorrow, Turner, birthday. Every time we say birthday, I'm going to say Turner. I put on my Twitter timeline. All day tomorrow, I'm going to be like, turn up. But I ain't turning up. Really, I ain't doing nothing but going to work and getting money. But that's the reason to turn up. Getting that money is a reason to turn up always.
That's turning up. That's
straight like
up.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight like that,
turning
up.
Definition of turning up is wasting
getting,
time.
Exactly.
They
watching TV and they turning up because their TV show came on. No, I'm getting this money. I might step out and do a little something with the fan, but who knows, you know. But, no, seriously, the ones that are tuning in tomorrow, the ones that are tuning in tonight, we appreciate you for tuning in, supporting Final Draft and the show. This is via Global14.com. Jermaine Dupri is Global14.com, his radio station, so get with that movement. Final Draft is on Global14.com. They're also being featured. We featured them on the site tonight, and we also featured them on our Global 14 Instagram. So, yes, Global 14 has the Instagram, so make sure you go follow that as well. So Twitter, at Global 14, Instagram, at Global 14, website, Global14.com.
It's global. I'm telling you. So
you got to
get it off.
You
got to
let the people know what we rock with.
Go on Global 14 and check out the homie Jermaine, letting y'all know that all these rumors going on about he about to lose his catalog and all that craziness, that's not going down. You feel me? JD working on some big stuff, man. None of that's going down. So, you know, forget all them rumors. You know you're going to have that. But the homie is straightening that out on the video on Global 14 right now. Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? And just be a part of the community, man. Learn about what Mariah got coming up next. Learn about what My Sean got coming up next. Yo, My Sean got some dope stuff coming up. You don't even know it, but check it out. He got some dope stuff coming up. They working with Usher. Come on, man. It's a lot of stuff going on. Shout out B Cox, Jermaine Dupri. And if y'all want to know anything first about what they doing,
Global14.com.
Period.
Okay.
Straight like that. Straight like that. That was some G shit real quick.
G shit, real quick.
Very real
fast
quick.
In your face.
Straight like that. Okay.
That is what it is. You want to know it? Go ahead and find out. G14, global14.com. Easy.
Already. Too easy, too easy. Well, there is a new record out that I wanted to play tonight, but I don't think I'm going to be able to play it because it's looking like it don't want to upload and do right. So instead of just trying to go through all the drama of trying to get it to play and do all that, I'm going to just wait till next week. But it's a new record, and if you want to check it out, it's the Do Me Now remix with Jermaine Dupri, and that joint is jamming. I love that record anyway. So, what was that?
Tough. It's a tough record.
Oh, yeah. It's
my new
point.
Word for jamming records. Tough.
It's tough.
I'm bringing back old school words. You know what I'm saying? I different stuff. You know how I do.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing back old school words. And anything that's jamming right, that's tough. That's a tough joint. You can have some hot gear on. Yeah, that's a tough jacket you got on, fam.
Okay.
And it don't sound like some, you know, mushy stuff. Now, hey, that's a nice jacket you got on.
Already, I can get with that. I don't know any old school lingo like that really too much, but maybe I could. Maybe I bring. I just make up words. That's what's so sad. But
yeah,
I make mine up. I have no idea what era they done came from because I just make them up. But who knows? But we are going to be back next Wednesday, and I did announce that I was going to announce a guest next week. But like I said, he's an A&R and of a very prominent label. I'll give you a hint, Lil Wayne, and he will be on next week. So far, so good. He's good to go for next week. But I hate to say who we have in just in case. You know what I mean? You never know. It's
just
7 days away. A lot can happen in 7 days.
Just tune in and know that you're going to eat
and
the one. You're going to get some knowledge.
Okay.
You're going to have some fun.
Okay.
You're going to be able to laugh.
Okay.
So regardless of what, it's all going to be a positive outlook. It's all going to be
really
a good
is.
Look.
It
might
always
be somebody
is.
You want to talk to. You could call up and speak to them. You could call up and speak to us. You could do whatever you want on the show besides call up and curse me and honest out, because we'll curse out back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't even really curse like that, but I will.
You know,
be
if
here.
You don't really do it like that, but if you call and curse us out, we got to do that right back at
yes.
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's all. If you don't do that, everything is all love, man. And that's what we want everything to be.
That's right. And you know what? Just speaking on that, I want to play one of my favorite records because, and I know it's not about me, but I just want to do it because y'all know I love Young Jeezy, and
Hold up. Before you get to that record, let me just say something about what Mr. C did at Summer Jam.
What? Let's go ahead and do the news.
We all love Young Jeezy.
Right.
And we all know that the Oklahoma victims recently had some crazy tornadoes that came through there and actually killed folks. So, Mr. C, I don't know where you was trying to do it. I knew your intentions was good, but don't tell people to raise their hand for somebody that done lost. They done lost in their life, or somebody that they lost. Shout out to the people in Oklahoma that lost their lives. Put your hand in the air for them. So everybody got both hands raised for the people that they lost and for the victims of the Oklahoma City tornadoes. And this nigga plays R.I.P. from Young Jeezy.
No. you buy it. Look, I was watching the Summer Jam. I'm glad you brought it up. I was watching the Summer Jam from the computer, but it was doing the most. And I was like, I wasn't trying to feel it, like just dealing with the streaming issues. And I know it wasn't just me because everybody was talking about it. But you got to be kidding me. He lost his mind.
Just keep the club? Come on, man.
What?
Like, man,
that's so disrespectful, yo.
But that came off all wrong.
Nah, that was horrible. That was horrible.
I'm sitting there, you know, do something real smooth for, you know, the people
right,
that lost
like
their
a,
life.
Like, I'll be missing you, Puff Daddy, Faith Evans, anything, but that record.
Like that. This nigga jammed R.I.P.
by Jeezy. A live club joint. Have a seat. Tell that nigga to sit down somewhere. He's out of line. He must have been high. He must have didn't even heard. I know he heard the record before. That's crazy. I'm so upset with him right now. I'm done with him. And I don't even deal with him, but I'm done with him now. What?
City. I just
really?
Had to. When you said you was gonna play a Jeezy record, that popped fresh in my mind, and I wasn't even gonna play the RIP.
Even I wasn't gonna play that record, and I ain't even doing
right
a monumental feat.
Just a young Jeezy, just saying that name, I remembered so vivid how I was like, "Is this nigga kidding me right now? Yeah,
I'm so embarrassed."
The Oklahoma fan.
I'm so embarrassed. Like, really? Is he under scrutiny? Has anybody said anything? I mean, what?
I'm all over the internet right now.
Good. Niggas just lost their minds. They just think they can just do whatever. And just because you got a microphone in your hand, everybody put your hands up. Like, did they cut the record off in the middle? Or don't tell me they let it play in full.
Nah, it wasn't on a full type of joint. But
it's
was enough.
It's still horrible, though. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's not funny. It's horrible. It's not funny. Look, that situation was crazy. Definitely for real, for real. Rest in peace, everybody, because I'm from Texas. Huh?
I would say it was crazy, but they got him, you know, the picture of Mr. C floating around the internet. Like, you know, people are offended by it. People are offended by
it. Of course.
And as well as they should, you know what I'm saying? So, Mr. C, just hopefully you could get over that. I know you've been having troubles with the whole, you know, gay prostitute.
He's always in the news for something out of line.
So hopefully you don't keep in these little pitfalls, because like you said, we always want to see people succeed over here on the cut, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know, those shake out for. And shout out another picture that I've been floating around on the internet with Jay-Z, Timbaland, Nas, and Justin Timberlake in the studio, yo. Like, that lineup just sounds crazy. I don't know what the hell going to go on in there, but that just sounds crazy.
That's magic, straight. Like, I mean, that's incredible talent in the studio right there. So, like you said, I can't wait to hear what it is. You know what? Gosh, there was so much other stuff I had on my plate, but that I wanted to say, but I don't have it. I lost it because it threw me off the Mr. C thing. He really did. That threw me off.
I didn't mean that.
It's not you. It's him. You know what I'm saying?
Times.
And I'm not feeling him right now. Like, that's so stupid. How could you be so stupid? You know what I'm saying? I said it, rewind it back. What you gonna do about it? You know? So.
Yeah. It's a bad look.
Whatever. Well, shoot. Is that what you got for the news? That ain't already been.
I thought it was going to be a little early show today. I didn't know we was going into that segment.
That's good. It's whatever you trying to do. You trying to ride out, homie? Trying to ride out on me early?
Oh, nah. I thought you was going to play a song, and I was like, okay.
And be done with
it. I didn't know what you had in mind, yo.
But when you said GT,
that triggered that. Because, I figured that people had to find out about that some way, somehow. But it was just something that was so funny that I thought, you know, let me just tell people not. If you're a DJ, don't do that. Don't tell people to, you know, it's for the people you lost. And just because RIP is in the hook.
It's on the title that you think
you can just do that.
You
think that's appropriate for people that actually died.
It's freaking horrible. Well, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play, you know what? I'm going to play something featuring myself. I don't never do that. I'm going to go ahead and do that tonight because it is the weekend. And I'm going to turn up at some point this weekend. I might do a little something. It is the weekend. My money is right. It was the first of the month. I'm getting that money. It's on time. It's on point. This record is called City Lights, and it features myself and another vocal, R&B vocalist.
out of Killeen, Texas. Shout out to him, Carl, and a rapper by the name of Aldean. So you guys tonight, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Global14.com at Global14 is the Twitter at G14 Radio. Also, don't forget the Instagram at Global14. Shout out to Batos, the G14 staff. Shout out to Destiny, Spotlight for calling in. Everybody that called in tonight,
yes,
the
sir.
Fans. Final Draft. Salute my brothers. Very dope tonight. Fun dudes. You can follow me on Twitter, and if I could talk right, you can follow me on Twitter and Global 14. Yes, me, Onyx254 on the Twitter, IG, and Global 14. So,
no doubt, you can follow me at the Glue, T H A G L U G A. Damn, you got me not being you got that shit coming over here, man. You can follow me on Twitter at T-H-A-G-L-U-E, and you can hit me up on global14.com at Golden Fleece, Instagram, the T-H-A Golden Fleece. So holler at me on all them networks, man. We out here to cut, you know what I mean? And next week, special guests, tune in.
You better tune in. Better tune in. This is the Record City Lights, myself. We're going to put it on the Twitter, G14 to cut, and we out.
Woo.
This is an SD Trill production.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know I'm ready for the city.
I'm about to take flight, making moves that take you to a new height. Swipe the card and I don't even check the price. I might take a sip of this drink, hit the button, remote control, car go crank. Everything I bought came straight from the vault. Then I make deposits in the bank. All my independent ladies, get up, they gotta feel it. If you're ready and willing, you're looking good, get attention. Your fists be having me trying to study your anatomy. Lavishly living on a Saturday in a mission. Good riddance to the weekday, paycheck spinning. All the fellas checking women, trying to measure their dimension. Got a vision, weekend premonitions on a Monday. Reminisce about the weekend city life.
You know
up in it, haters are your biggest critics. If they flex, I'll start that tripping. Alter ego, schizophrenic. 2,880 minutes, 48 hours added up. Pippin, it's the weekend. Go and get it, go and get it. Hell.
You know.